A number of announcements as we conclude the service today. First, again, this being Lay Ministry Sunday, thank you to each of you for all that you do and offer of yourselves to the life of this parish. The church is made up of the people, and you are the people of St. George on Young, and we thank you, those who are in leadership positions, those who do whatever ministry that needs to be done here. We want to say thank you for the work that you do. And especially a thank you to Geraldine and to Patrick for sharing reflections with us this morning. A reminder that this coming week, we will be starting our faith conversations in Dempsey Park. On Tuesday evening at 7:30, we'll gather for an hour. I promise you it is not going to be heavy and not too deep. A little deep, just to challenge us a little bit. But the opportunity to talk, we're going to meet over in Dempsey Park, right by the gazebo, behind the building off of Beecroft. Bring your lawn chair, bring some water, and we'll be there in the community reflecting on what does our faith mean to us and various dimensions. Leonard and I will come with a question, and I promise you, it won't be anything to intimidate you, but rather hopefully something that will engage all of us in a conversation as we're present in our neighborhood. Reminder that newsletters are at the back of the church. You may have already received your newsletter via the internet, and if you did, you have it. But if you are not on the internet, please make sure you pick your newsletter up, because otherwise we have to mail it. And we'd like to try and not have that cost, if possible. Last Sunday, a group of, 20 people almost gathered, and for the screening process, which we are calling Ethics and Boundaries. There's another group gathering today, so if you are part of that, please grab your coffee and something quick to eat here and make your way upstairs where we will be gathering. And again, a word of thanks to Craig, who is our office administrator, who is here again this Sunday. You know what happens if you're here a third Sunday? You know what happens if you're here a third Sunday in a row? You get envelopes. Craig said to me a couple of, I guess it was last week, he said his home parish is going to wonder where he is these days because he's not been there for a few Sundays. So thank you for being here today and for co-leading that session with me this afternoon. We want to start as close to 12 o'clock as we can so that we can make sure that we're finished on time as well. This past week, I had the opportunity to visit with Marcia Paiva for a few minutes. Marcia is at St. Hilda's at the moment getting rehab from having fallen and had surgery. She's doing quite well. And the main reason I tell you that is because she said to me, please make sure you say hello to all of my friends and to my church family. So on behalf of Marcia, hello from her. Next Sunday, we are observing National Indigenous Ministry Day. And we had a speaker lined up who unfortunately let me know this week that he can't come. Which is unfortunate, because when you observe a day like that, it is really beneficial if you can have someone from that community who can speak with authenticity. So Leonard and I were chatting this morning, and if you know of anyone who comes from that background, please speak to us, especially if they might be willing to share some of their story, because I think that adds to our observance for sure. Otherwise, Leonard is going to be here next Sunday. I will not be here next Sunday. I'm going back to the parish where I served as a curate 25 years ago. It's the 125th anniversary of All Saints Whitby, and so I'm going back to preach there next Sunday, and I'm very much looking forward to that. Leonard has an announcement to make.
Actually, two announcements, but you don't necessarily tell your supervisor about the second announcement. But the first announcement is that we really appreciate your involvement in the parish, and there are some bookmarks that are available on the table back there. You have a choice. Please take a bookmark in appreciation for the parish's appreciation to you for your ministry here. The second announcement, many of you are aware of the fact that there are going to be episcopal elections on September the 17th, and there are going to be openings for three suffragan bishops, and Our priest here, Mark, has been discerning a call to Episcopal ministry. And I'm here to announce that Mark has been nominated and has agreed to allow his name to stand for the Episcopal elections on September the 17th. So we'd like you to keep Mark in your prayers and to keep all of the other candidates in your prayers as we move forward to Episcopal elections on September the 17th. Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of all good gifts, look on your church with grace and guide the minds of those who shall choose 3 suffragan bishops, that we may receive faithful servants who will care for your people and support us in our ministries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and thanks be to God.